Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller jungle percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 that feels alive, urgent, and constantly moving. This is the kind of top-end rhythm that doesn't just sit on the track, it drives the whole thing forward. And just to be clear, we are not throwing random extra hits on top of the beat. In drum and bass, especially roller, jungle, and darker halftime adjacent styles, percussion has a job. It needs to add motion, support the groove without cluttering the mix, and create variation across phrases so the track keeps evolving. Because this lesson sits in the vocals area, we're also going to think like an arranger. That means treating percussion like a supporting character that can answer vocal phrases, punctuate gaps, and help shape transitions. Even if your track doesn't have vocals, that same call and response mindset still works. So let's build this properly. First, make sure your foundation is already in place. You want your kick and snare, your main break or drum loop, and your bass line, whether that's a res, sub, or something more aggressive. If you're using vocals or vocal chops, even better. For the tempo, aim around 170 BPM for classic jungle energy, 174 if you want a sharper modern edge, or 165 to 168 if you want that deeper, heavier roller feel. Start with a simple 8-bar loop. Bars 1 through 4 can hold the core groove, and bars 5 through 8 can introduce a little variation. That gives you a controlled space to shape the percussion without the whole thing turning into chaos right away. Now choose your percussion sources. You can go with audio loops, MIDI one-shots, or a mix of both. The audio loop route is great if you want natural swing, glue, and that old-school jungle feel. Look for top loops, shaker loops, percussion breaks, tambourine textures, or little noisy rim and wood fragments. The MIDI route is great if you want precision and modern tightness. For that, load a drum rack with closed hats, open hats, shakers, rims, ghost snares, small toms, and maybe a Ritek or metal hit. A really good practical combo is one natural loop plus one programmed layer. That gives you movement and control at the same time. Let's start with the MIDI layer. Create a new MIDI track and load drum rack. Inside the rack, place a closed hat, a shaker, a rim, and a soft percussion hit. Then program a pattern that emphasizes the offbeats and adds a little syncopation. Think steady motion, but not constant density. Let the hats lean into the ends of the beat. Let the shaker keep a consistent pulse, and use the rim or soft percussion as small accents before the snare or at phrase edges. At 170 BPM, a roller pattern often feels best when it breathes a little. So don't fill every space. A few missing hits can make the groove feel more human and more powerful. Next, use the groove pool. A subtle swing can completely change the feel. Try something like MPC 16 swing at around 54 to 58%, or extract groove from a chopped break if you have one. Then vary the velocities. Keep your main accents stronger, around 85 to 110, and your ghost notes softer, maybe 35 to 70. That little velocity contrast is a huge part of what makes DNB percussion feel alive. Now layer in an audio loop. Drag in a break top, a shaker loop, or a percussion stem, then warp it so it locks with the tempo. If it's a full loop, Complex Pro usually works well. If it's a tighter fragment, Beats can be the better choice. Take a moment to line up the transients and nudge the loop until it sits cleanly with the kick and snare. On that loop track, start shaping the tone. Put EQ 8 first and high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 HC so you clear out the low mud. Then add drum bus lightly for some glue and drive, but don't overdo it. A small amount of crunch can be nice, but you usually want the boom off on top percussion. After that, use a compressor or glue compressor for a gentle touch of cohesion, maybe only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. If the loop is too wide, finish with utility and narrow it slightly. The reason this works is simple. The loop gives you the human shuffle and texture, while the MIDI layer gives you control over the accents and arrangement. That combination is where the magic happens. Now let's create a dedicated accent layer. This is where the track starts sounding like a real DNB record instead of just a loop. Make another MIDI track and keep it sparse. Use rim shots, reverse percussion hits, tiny toms, metal ticks, or short noise bursts from sampled percussion. The point here is not to fill space constantly. The point is to signal phrase changes, lift energy, and lead transitions. Place these accents at the end of a phrase, in the last one or two beats before a new section, or in gaps between vocal lines. For example, bars 1 to 4 can stay pretty restrained, then bar 4 beat 4 can get a quick little 16th fill. Bar 8 beats 3 and 4 can lead into the next phrase with a rim roll or tom run. And by bar 16, you can let the transition feel bigger with a stronger fill and maybe some automation. Now let's talk about timing, because this is one of the biggest secrets in roller and jungle drums. Not everything should hit perfectly on the grid. Use track delay, clip start and end adjustments, manual nudging in the MIDI editor, and groove timing changes to make the percussion lean forward or sit back a tiny bit. A good trick is to push the shaker slightly ahead by 5 to 10 milliseconds for urgency. Then pull the rim or ghost hit slightly behind by 5 to 15 milliseconds for bounce. Keep your kick and main snare solid and centered, but let the top percussion move around them. Just remember, this should feel intentional. We want momentum, not sloppiness. Once the groove feels right, group your percussion tracks and process them together. Start with EQ8. High pass the group around 150 to 250 Hz and cut any harshness if needed around 6 to 9k Hz. Then add drum bus lightly for cohesion, followed by saturator with soft clip-on and only a small amount of drive. After that, use glue compressor with a moderate attack and auto or medium release, just enough to glue things together without flattening the life out of it. Finish with utility if you need to control the width. You can also create a return track with hybrid reverb or convolution reverb, maybe echo as well, and send just a little of your accent layer into it. That adds depth without washing out the groove. Because this lesson is in the vocal space, we need to make sure the percussion leaves room for vocal phrases. If vocals are present, lower the top loop by a decibel or three if needed, cut some of the 3 to 5 kHz range when the vocal needs presence, and use automation to thin the percussion during lyric lines. Then bring the full top energy back at the end of a phrase or between vocal chops. This is where percussion can really support the song. Use it as a response to the vocal. When a vocal line ends, throw in a shaker fill. When an NC shout lands, answer with a rim hit and a reverse perk. When a vocal chop pauses, let the hats or break fill open up briefly. That call and response approach keeps the arrangement exciting and professional. Now automate energy across the arrangement. DNB lives and dies by movement. Even a great loop gets old if nothing changes. So automate filter cutoff, reverb send, saturator drive, utility width, track volume, drum bus crunch, or an EQ shelf. A simple 16-bar plan could be bars 1 to 4 stripped back, bars 5 to 8 adding shaker texture, bars 9 to 12 introducing accent hits, and bars 13 to 16 opening the filter and adding a fill for extra lift. Then check everything in context. Don't just solo the percussion and call it done. Listen with the bass, kick, snare, vocals, leads, and atmosphere. Ask yourself, is the top loop masking the vocal? Are the hats too bright? Does the percussion make the groove feel faster without getting messy? Do the fills line up with the bass movement? The sweet spot is when the percussion feels like it's doing a lot, but the processing is almost invisible. That's the goal. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overlayer too many bright tops. If you stack multiple hat loops, shakers, break tops, and ride patterns, the mix can turn into white noise very fast. Second, don't leave low mid buildup in your loops. High pass them. Third, don't make everything super wide, because that can weaken the center image of the kick, snare, and bass. Fourth, don't fill every gap. Silence is part of the groove. And fifth, don't overcompress the percussion group. You want movement, not a flattened top layer. If you want extra depth in a darker or heavier DNB track, here are a few pro moves. You can create a subtle filtered noise layer with operator or a sampled noise hit, high pass it heavily, and modulate it slightly for dark atmospheric hiss. You can distort the accent layer but keep the main loop cleaner, so the transient hits bite while the bed stays controlled. You can sidechain the percussion lightly to the kick or bass so it dances around the low end. And you can automate a low pass or high shelf dip on the loop during breakdowns, then open it back up at the drop for classic contrast. One really useful move is resampling. Once your percussion layer is working, record it to audio, slice the best one bar or two bar sections, and rearrange them as new performance material. That's very jungle friendly and often leads to better results than endless MIDI tweaking. Here's a quick practice exercise. Set your project to 172 BPM. Build a kick and snare pattern, add a bassline, then bring in one shaker loop and one MIDI hat layer. Create a second MIDI track for accents. Write a simple fill in bar 8 and bar 16. Automate the filter opening over the last four bars. Add a vocal chop or spoken phrase in bars 5 through 8. And when that vocal appears, reduce percussion density so the vocal stays clear. If you want a challenge, make two versions. One cleaner, more modern roller. One rougher, more jungle inspired, with more swing and break character. Compare which one supports the vocal better. So to wrap it up, A great roller jungle percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 is all about controlled movement. Blend audio loops and MIDI percussion for both realism and precision. Shape the sound with EQ, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Keep the layer high-passed and rhythmically purposeful. Build variation with fills, automation, and phrase-based movement, and always leave space for bass and vocals. If you get this right, the percussion won't just sit in the mix. It will push the whole track forward and make the arrangement feel alive. And that is exactly the energy we want.